And antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
At 6:30 hours, 12:45, and at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Mississi residents commend a police patrols in the area. Kafubu Water and Sanitation Company connects a new households in Dola using CDF. In African news, a Togo leader's sister-in-law arrested after calling for end to family rule. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Some residents of Lusaka's Mississi compound have applauded the police for the commitment to curb crime in that community. The residents have disclosed to a Kumbon Radio news crew that visited the area that the number of junkies in the community have reduced owing to the police patrols that have been embarked upon. They stated that previously they used to live in fear of the gangs of young people that were terrorizing innocent members of the community with impunity. They have since urged the police to continue the patrols to ensure a safe and secure community for all. The Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation has announced that Kafubu Water and Sanitation Company Limited has successfully connected hundreds of households to its water supply network in Dola, following the release of over 4.4 million kwacha under the Constituency Development Fund CDF to enhance water reticulation. Minister in Charge Engineer Colin Zanzovu has disclosed that to Kumbon Radio News that in Chipulukusu more than 800 households have already gained access to clean and safe water, with additional connections expected as works progress. Engineer Zanzovu says that so far over 1.3 million kwacha in CDF resources has been invested in this project. He has explained that as part of its border expansion program, KWSRC has also begun a new water connections in Nankwazi, where over 250 households are targeted. He reviewed that to date, 14 churches in the area have already been connected to running water. In Kabushi constituency, Engineer Nzovu indicates that the water utility firm has received approximately 2 million kwacha through CDF, enabling improvements to water network and the connection of more than 390 households to the utility system. Engineers of Ufeva disclosed that more than 1 million kwacha in CDF funds has been allocated to expand access to safe water in Bona Mkubwa constituency. Meanwhile, residents of Kapirimpunshi's urban section are reportedly relying on shallow wells for water due to water challenges being faced in that area. The residents have lamented that they have on several occasions raised their concerns to their local leadership, but that to date nothing positive has materialized. The concerned residents, comprising mostly women, have expressed a disappointment that their cries seem to be falling on deaf ears.
Yeah, since I came to this area, I've never drawn water from where I stay. It's, yes, tap water, there's no tap water. We've been to Lusanga several times, but nothing. They're not even responding. And then, so we are just relying on this well water. And then, again, you are supposed to pay 100 kwacha for us to draw. So life is very tough. Instead of us as women doing other things at home, we are just busy searching for water everywhere. So maybe there can be something which the local, the authorities, I don't know, Lukanga people, whosoever, maybe they can help us with water issues. It's a very serious issue because we can't do anything without water.
Independent Broadcasting Authority, IBA Director General Webster Malido, has called on media houses across the country to collaborate with the IBA in advancing inclusivity, innovation and professionalism within the broadcasting industry. Speaking when he appeared on a special radio interview hosted by Common Radio proprietor and Chief Executive Officer Lesa Kasoma, Mr. Malido emphasized that by working together, broadcasters and the IBA can build a sector that strengthens democracy and empowers communities to contribute to national development. He further explained that the IBA's mandate is not just regulatory, but also supportive, aiming to promote a freedom of expression and uphold the integrity of the broadcasting sector. Mr. Malido stressed that the authority wants to see radio stations accessible to people across the country, where citizens can freely express their concerns and participate in national dialogue. The IBA Director General also thanked Common Radio Management for according his team an opportunity to learn more about the station's operations. And Mr. Malido has reaffirmed the authority's commitment to promote accuracy and balance the ethical content among broadcasting companies.
We are here to ensure that broadcasting continues to serve the public interest. Compliance and enforcement are meant to promote fairness, protect audiences, and maintain professionalism. So by engaging broadcasters like Combo Radio and enforcing standards fairly, we are merely here to ensure that we are safeguarding both the freedom of expression and the integrity of the broadcasting sector, and we do that collaboratively with you as the industry.
Sounds very interesting, and I think, like I said, the major issue is about where we struck a balance with freedom of expression and the IBA coming in. And I think, as rightly put it during the tour that we had, is one of the measures that IBA has put in place to make sure that they have the complaints, you know, commission where the listeners out there, if you're listening, you have the opportunity to actually, you know, contact IBA if you have any complaints towards a particular radio station, be it Komboni, be it any other radio station.
The Mufulira Municipal Council has launched an exercise to eliminate stray dogs posing a public health risk. Council Public Health Director Paul Mokoka has urged pet owners to register their pets to avoid losing them. He emphasized the importance of vaccination and registration, citing rabies as a zoonotic disease transmittable between animals and humans. Mr. Mukuka further cautioned pet owners to secure the pets as the stray dogs will be eliminated during the exercise, which started on September 15th, 2023.
I'm going to say we are going to go for some.